Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth, the DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth, the first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth, the catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second, the center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third, the right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth, the catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth, the DH, Wayne Cage. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive towards third. Hara catches it and throws to first to double up Yastrzemski. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive towards third. Wolf reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Waits covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Cox moves to third. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to home to get Cox. Kuiper moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Rice steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander is hit by the pitch. Thornton moves to second. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cage hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing center field. Jim Norris now playing left field. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0 for 1 in the game. Montgomery hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0 for 2 in the game. Hera is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to home to get Norris. Bonds moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Alexander steals second. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Speed moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards third. Wolf juggles the ball. That's an error on Wolf. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0-for-3 in the game. Herrod hits a line drive towards third. Wolf catches it and throws to second to double up Speed. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wolf hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Alexander. Evans moves to third. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-2 in the game. Montgomery takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer has Evans trapped. There's the throw to Alexander and over to Hera, who tags Evans for the out. Montgomery moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. Montgomery moves to third. Remy moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans. Throws the ball into Burleson who tags Norris trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton is walked intentionally. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alexander hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cage takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Bonds scores. Thornton moves to third. Cage moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Kuiper reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. Cage scores. Speed moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Dick Drago now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn is hit by the pitch. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.